hello everyone. This is What's in the Hat. We're Hannah and...
My name is Andrew.
From the Social Media Fellowship. So the Social Media Fellowship is a group of adults with and without disabilities that want to become content creators. And today we'll be filming our first podcast ever. And the theme today is about friendships as a young adult.
All right, let's get right in.
Perfect. All right. So, Andrew, how have you been doing today?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm a bit tired and exhausted.
Me too. I think it's the weather. It's a combination of a lot of things. Also, technical difficulties, they can be tiring too. So, yeah. Is there anything new you've been up to lately?
Well, my parents are gone in Taiwan for Chinese New Year, and I've been watching a few movies.
Nice. Working. And any plan? Did you get up to anything on Valentine's Day?
Well, before Valentine's Day dived in, I went to Night to Shine with Derek. We sung and we danced.
Nice. I did see some of your Instagram reels. Anyone who hasn't checked those out should check us out on Social Media Fellows on Instagram for some Andrew's epic dance moves. Also Derek's epic dance moves. So yeah, let's get right into this week's what we like to call possible news or podsible news. Andrew, can you take it away with our story?
And this week in pod news is we got a story from Spain. Do you know anything in Spanish?
Good question. I do know... ¿Cómo estás, Andrew?
Hola, amigas. ¿Cómo estás?
Siesta? I like a siesta. I think that means nap.
I agree with you.
Or what about fiesta?
Fiesta.
That's a fun word. It means party. Any others?
Nope.
All right. I guess let's get into the story.
Okay. First person with Down syndrome was elected to parliament in Valencia, Spain. 45-year-old Margal Serran was elected late last year. This was not the first time in Europe since there was people with disabilities elected to public office before France and Ireland. But this was a first Spain and a first for this level of government.
Amazing. So, Andrew, how does this make you feel?
It feels excellent.
Right? I think so. Would you ever want to run for public office?
Yes.
And why?
I want to run for public office because I wanted to be very rich.
Me too. That's a good take. And if you were elected to government, what would be the first things you would change?
I would change the regent. I would change the environment.
What do you mean by that? Changing
by
the environment.
Making more residential living and more organizations for disabilities too.
Amazing. I love that. Cool. So, Andrew for president, 2026. Is that what we're trying to say?
Yes.
Okay. You have my vote. All right. So let's get right into what this podcast is all about, which is what's in the hat. So let's get started. Okay. This is a great friendship question. What advice would you give to somebody who is struggling to make friends?
I would give them more feedback for connecting with the person by sharing their hobbies, needs, dislike, and even where they go to school and where they work, and also their nationality.
Okay. Have you ever struggled to make friends before yourself, Andrew?
I had a few trouble back in elementary and high school.
Mm-hmm. And what helped you get through that?
Well, the thing is, boy, it's a really hard question. It's important that I wanted to smile and be at least 100% close.
I think smiling does make a difference. It makes you more approachable, makes people want to talk to you. I think that's great advice.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're a very smiley person, so I think it's working for you.
Thank
pretty
you
well.
Thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome. Do you want to pick a question from the hat?
Okay. What qualities make a good friend?
For me, I would say a good quality would be a good listener. I think all of my friends are very good listeners. And another quality would be they're really fun. And maybe they're different from me. So I kind of learn something new. Maybe it's the things they like to do, or maybe it's the culture they're from. It's really fun to have friends that listen to you, but also maybe can teach you some new things. What do you think? What are the qualities that make up a good friend?
They teach us new things. They also like going to places where they like to be, such as restaurants, cafes, even bars.
Yeah.
Good advice. What's your favorite local bar, Andrew?
That's a very hard question. I would say like Cactus Club.
Nice. Have you ever had a peach Bellini?
I've never had it before.
I think you would like it. It's basically like an alcoholic Slurpee.
I would might as well give it a drink.
Maybe.
A sip.
Be very careful. Maybe just one sip, but it's very
sure.
good. Okay, next question. If you could live in any fictional universe, which one and why?
I would live in Hong Kong.
Oh, I don't think that's fictional. I think that's real. But why?
That's because I really wanted to go to places where they have tasty footage, such as Chinese food.
Okay.
Because Chinese food makes me hungry.
That's fair. Is there any like book or movie universe that you would want to live in?
Movie? I would choose Los Angeles, California.
Oh, did you know I'm from there?
You are?
Yeah.
I am shocked. You are making me more jealous. I wanted to visit more often.
Okay, maybe one day. That would be awesome. And I'm trying to think. My own answer to this would be probably Lord of the Rings. I think that universe seems really fun to live in. Specifically, for any Lord of the Rings fans out there, I would want to live in the Shire because it seems very peaceful to be in some rolling hills and meadows and things like that.
Marvelous.
Okay.
Also, what roles online communication play in maintaining friendship?
For me, I think online communication is important because especially my friends that I don't live close to anymore, I'm still able to text them, I can send them memes. For me it's pretty important because otherwise my long distance friends, I don't know how else I would really keep in touch with them.
I see.
What about you, Andrew?
I want to stay close with them and I want to visit them, take them on outings after work by going to like Big Splash and Tawasin.
But what about, is there like, do you communicate on Instagram or Facebook like to keep up with your friends?
Both.
Nice. Do you have a preference?
I would either be preferred by Instagram.
Any reason?
That's why I wanted to keep in touch with someone really close so that way we can see each other more often.
Yeah, that's great. And they can also see what you're up to, which is kind of fun.
That's exactly right.
Nice. Should we pull another one? Okay, this is a question for you specifically, Andrew. How do you make new friends as an adult?
That's a very good question. I would be in an organization, mm-hmm. for example, possibilities, Buddy Club, and wherever I would be.
Nice. And then there's a two-parter to this question. So do you think this is different for an adult with a disability?
I would say anytime. Either way is fine.
So I'm like, as an adult with a disability, from your perspective, do you think making new friends is any different? Or do you think it's the same?
Different and same, either way would be how it's supposed to.
Okay. I mean, I think you have a mix of friends with and without disabilities, right? So.
Right.
Cool. That's awesome. I would say for me, making new friends as an adult is really challenging. Especially when you're not in school anymore, maybe you don't see people as often, but kind of like what you were saying, Andrew, I think being part of an organized group helps a lot. Like, for example, like I've been playing tennis and that's been really fun to make some new friends through the tennis group or different clubs, things like that. That would be my recommendation. Da-da-da.
Can you remember your first ever friend? What were they like?
Wow, that's a good question. I can remember my first friend because I still am friends with him today. And we were probably friends when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And I would say what he was like. He was very similar to me, not super outgoing, but not super shy either, kind of in between. We both had the same interest in Scooby-Doo. So
I love Scooby-Doo.
You do? Can you make the Scooby sound?
Ruh-oh.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Yeah, so that was my first friend.
Okay.
Okay, what about you, Andrew? Do you remember your first ever friend?
Well, my first ever friend is a girl back in elementary school.
What was she like?
She was fine. Well, to tell you, be honest with you, I even had to say that I forgot to admit that boasting to her is really kind of rude. Like I said to my old classmate, I like Jake better than Cassie because I would have realized that was really rude.
Oh, I see. How did that turn out? Was she upset or?
She would be upset.
Oh no. How old were you when this happened?
Eight to nine.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing. Okay, next one. Oh, this is an interesting one. There are now apps to meet new friends, not just romantic partners. What do you think of this?
Not so familiar.
But what do you think? Would you ever try a friendship date? Not a romantic date, a friendship date.
Friendship date? I haven't had an experience like this before, and I believe I need some skills.
But would you try it? Would you go on a friendship date?
I would.
You would? Oh, okay. Very interesting. I don't know if I would try it. It makes me very nervous, honestly. Because what happens if the date doesn't go well? Do we just not talk to them again? No, no, it's only purely to meet new friends in a city, so you go on this
like
date.
Making plans with anyone, right? Like, me thinking, Hannah, I like your work on Instagram, let's meet.
Yeah, I guess so, I guess so. I guess it's just different because you're, like, meeting them on an app specifically and then meeting up. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's a cool idea. I have not tried it myself, but I think there is opportunity for sure. What do you think, Andrew?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea. Exactly. Exactly. Cool.
Where is the best place to meet new people?
Ooh. I don't know. I think meeting new people is hard if you're just going somewhere. I would say the best place is some place with some sort of organized activity. I have just gotten recently into climbing, and I would say climbing is a great way to meet new people because people are always kind of looking for new ideas, and they're working with each other. You can, like, if you go alone, you can partner up with someone. I think spaces like that, or tennis or other sort of outdoor activities are really good ways and places to meet new people.
Do you have any Vancouver-specific ones?
Vancouver-specific. I would again say maybe the Hive in Vancouver, or another idea could be, yeah, any sort of like tennis court, outdoor tennis court, I think is a great way to meet new people. What about you, Andrew?
I would choose recreation centers.
Okay. Any particular ones you like?
Well, I would choose either a swimming pool.
A swimming pool. Okay.
How does that interaction sound like? How do you approach it?
Well, you have to be at least 100% open and ask them their hobbies first. Also, be sure they're not illegal to ask you any legal questions, your race, your gender, your religion, and asking how you're married, if you're married or dating.
Okay. You're going deep, or you're saying those are the questions to avoid.
Yes.
To avoid or to ask?
To avoid.
Oh, to avoid. Okay.
Like, if they're illegal.
I have to leave.
Bye, Adiba. Thank you.
No worries.
Who was Adiba?
Can you get a...
You forgot it was me.
How do we know Adiba? I'm just curious.
She's filming for our documentary.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe we'll be famous and be in the Vancouver Film Festival. That would be
sure.
Cool.
Good idea.
Okay. Ooh, another two-parter question, Andrew. Do you find it easy or challenging to make friends outside of your age group?
Well, it is.
It is? Why?
That's because I really wanted to, like, connect with the person so badly, only if he has the consent to exchange contacts. That was one challenging thing I had.
You're really all about legality today, Andrew. And
I am. Thank you for the compliment.
All right. I mean, we got to keep it safe, so that's awesome. And the second part of that question is, do you have any friends who are much older or younger than you?
I have a few buddies that were younger than me.
Younger? Okay.
Or older, whatever. Depends.
Yeah. Like, is it by a big amount or just a few years apart?
A few years apart.
Okay. Yeah. I would say the same for me. Most of my friends are around the same age, but I have a few coworker friends that are quite a bit older than me. So they're maybe about 10, 15 years older. And I think that's really fun too, to have friends who are from a different age group. All right, next one, Andrew. Woo!
What is the biggest challenge in maintaining friendship? And how can we navigate these challenges?
Biggest challenge, I would say, probably just busyness. I think, like, when you have a job and you have other hobbies, it's really hard to have enough time in your day to still see all the people you want to see. And when you're really busy, still making sure you're checking in on your friends. I would say a way to navigate that for me is especially being there for your friends for their major life achievements. So maybe they just graduated, or maybe they moved to a new place. Like, I want to check in on them for those important moments. What do you think, Andrew? What are the biggest friendship challenges?
I would choose how they act, because it's important to know their personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And how they act and how they are appearing to each other, because it's important to know what's best for them, because we don't want to be at least pushy to them. It is very uncomfortable.
Right, right. I mean, that's good advice. Should we, do you want to pull another question? Is it me or you? I can't remember. Okay. Oh, I think I already did this one. It's a duplicate. Oh, that's on me. I'm the one who cut them up. Oh, okay, Andrew. What role do shared interests play in friendships?
Good question. What role?
Yeah, so do you think shared interests are important?
Yes. For friends?
Like, have you ever discovered a new interest through a friend?
Well, not that I know of. Nope. Because I haven't tried a new interest before.
Well, I might say what you're doing right now is a new interest with social media.
Exactly.
And you're doing that with one of your friends, so that's pretty cool.
Very, very natural.
Is there something in particular you like to do with your friends that's a shared interest?
Going swimming and going to see movies.
Nice. Okay, cool. I would say the same for me. I'm also a big swimmer, so maybe we can be friends.
Absolutely. Positive if you want to.
Okay, so next up we have a special segment which we like to call Jenna on the Spot. Woo! So we're gonna watch and listen to Jenna's question.
Let's dive in.
All right. Yeah. So Jenna's question is,
hey, we quickie, we the qualities that you want to see in this friend.
Okay, so her question is, what are three good qualities that you want to see in a best friend? So I'll have you go first, Andrew.
Well, to bring this up, I would want to see them having enthusiasm by giving more ideas for the activities and humor.
Okay, enthusiasm, humor, that's two. What's your third one?
Third one would be the same interests, such as transit.
We know you're a transit fan.
And
TransLink.
Airplanes.
Get this man a sweatshirt.
Airplanes as well.
All right. Awesome. For the three qualities for me, I'm going to go with understanding, fun, and I'm going to go with kind. I think those are all, for me, the top three qualities I would want in a best friend.
No kidding.
Yeah. All right. So that kind of leads us towards the end of our discussion today. I kind of want to end off today with you, Andrew, asking our viewers their own question, what they should be thinking about today.
Yes. What do you find it awesome with a close buddy and why?
Okay. I like that question. So why do you find your friends awesome, or what do you like to do with your friends?
What sort of fun things do you like to do with friends?
I like it. And my final thought is maybe getting our viewers to think about how much they love their friends. And since it's the spirit of Valentine's Day, maybe reaching out to some of your friends and telling them that you love them, because your friends are important too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's my challenge to our viewers today. Tell one of your friends that you love them, because
yes,
it's important.
Yes, I would.
Are you going to do it, Andrew?
I want to.
All right.
I want to do it.
Remember, you can even send them a message. All right. So I think that leaves us at the end of our time today. And thank you, Andrew, for coming on to What's in the Hat. That was a fantastic first episode.
Thank you, everybody. Give yourselves a big clap.
All right, awesome. So just to close off here, we're Hannah and...
Andrew.
From the Social Media Fellowship, and we hope to see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.